Today's daf is daf Chof Hein Mesechet Sanhedrin, third perek is Zeborer, and we're up to one third of the way down the two dots. So yesterday we discussed the first psul that's mentioned in the Mishnah, which is Mesachet Bekuvia, and we had a machloket whether we're talking about a problem of Esmachta, or which would be a form of Gazlanut, or whether we're talking about a problem of lack of Bekiyut, B'Yishuv HaOlam, which leads to a general lackadaisical feeling about the value of money. Well, Mar Rava, the next case of Malveh B'Ribit, in general says Rava, somebody who borrows B'Ribit is Pasula Edut. Vanantan Malveh B'Ribit. Now, doesn't the Mishnah seem to say that it's only the person who is collecting money, B'Ribit, but not somebody who was stam, took a loan on B'Ribit? And Rava comes to clarify that that's not true. It makes no difference. If you borrow money on B'Ribit, you're also being over on the same lotaseh, basically, the same set of lotaseh. It's different. There's variations, if you recall, we had back in Bav Metzia. But anybody who would be over on a lav is considered to be a rasha chamas for the purposes of mominus. And therefore, he's pasul edut. So what do you do about malveh b'ribit? It doesn't mean lending. It's milva b'ribit, meaning anybody who's involved in a loan that is being done through ribit. Now, this machlokas was shown about that this would include anyone, I mean, including the Edim, the Arevim, even though there are Isurim, but the question is, are they literally over on the same lav? Or some say, yeah, the Ran says anybody that's involved, that's the Pshat, Milva. That's why it says Milva in this fashion, to make it clear that it's everyone. The Re says Dafka, those things that are known to people to be the Isurim. There was once a Maisa of a fellow by the name of Bar Benitus. And the Asiru Beitrei Sahadi, there were two witnesses that were against him and claiming that he was posel for din and edut. Chadomar kamididi oziv beribita. One said, I was present when he made a loan on ribit. And chadomar lididi ozvi beribita. The other one said, he lent me money on ribit. And based on those two testimonies, pasle rava le barbenitus. Rava said that barbenitus is pasul and is no longer able to be an aid in Beit Din. Yes, the Gemara. But I thought it was Rava who says that even al blove b'ribit is pasul la'idut. And here he's basing the psul of Bar Benitus on a man who just admitted that he was a love b'ribit. So how can he use the one aid, okay, but the other aid said, to me he lent b'ribit. But that means that he's saying I'm not a kosher aid. Because then that person becomes a rasha. Vatorah amra al tashet rasha eight. So how do you explain that? Well, very simple. This is Rava Lataime. Remember, Rava said earlier, Dioma Rava, Adam karov etzel atzmo, ve'in adam be'sim atzmo rasha. Since his testimony legabe himself is completely null and void, it's as if he never said that part. And the other part, we say, Pagin and Dibure. There's no connection between the two parts of his testimony. And therefore, one which doesn't even register has no impact at all to us in terms of the din. Ahu tabcha dishtakach denofak refata mitute yate. There was a certain tabach, a butcher, and it was found that he had been selling trefot. Pasle Reb Nachman. Reb Nachman pasled him and fired him. Va'avre. So he could no longer be a recognized tabach in town. And he was also pasled for edut. So the guy went ahead. And Ozal Rabbi Mazye v'tufre. He went ahead and let his hair grow long and let his nails grow to show that he was doing teshuva. So Reb Nachman thought, that looks very impressive. Maybe we should put him back in. So for Reb Nachman, at least to be machshirin. Omar le Rava, what, just because the guy looks religious? I mean, Dilmei Rumi Kamari. You know, anybody can have dirty nails. Not only someone is a Baal Teshuva. Ela mai takante k'revidi baravi. The only way that you can trust the guy that he really did teshuva is not by external things, but rather the way Ravidi Baravin said, Yom Ravidi Baravin, Hachashud ala trefot, in lo takana, achielech lamakom she'in makirinoto, v'yachzir avida v'davar chashuv, o sheyotzi trefa mitachad yado b'davar chashuv mishalo. So the only way is if Lamaisa, the guy left town, and settle down somewhere else where people didn't know about him in his past. And then in that case, there, without making an impression on anybody, he gives back an Aveda that was worth a lot of money. So clearly, he's not going to take Momon of Acherim. Or he has a treifa that he himself shechted, and he throws it out. So that it's all his money that is thrown out for treifot. That you can rely on. So Machlokas Rishonim here, by the way, as to whether this is a general rule of tikkun for having done something wrong, or specifically in a case like this, either, it's actually three-way machlokas, either because of the fact that he showed that he was willing to be over on things for chimud mama, so that is related directly, liot eid chamas, as it says in the Torah, for more machmer on that. And others say it's dafka because he was in a public position in which he was giving people iser, and that people trusted him to be, and that violation of trust requires this level of tikkun. That doesn't mean that stam, a person who would be over, even on an iser that involves momen, if he wasn't over on this type of trust, then maybe we're not that machmer on him. Umafriche yoni. What exactly do we mean by mafriche yoni? So, hacha tirguma, here in Bava they say it means chases, it means races. So, itikad me yonach leyon. If your bird comes in first, then I pay you, my bird comes in first, you pay me. In which case, of course, it's very similar to the case of the Misaki Bekuvia. The Gemara is going to ask this. Why do we need two different cases of taking whatever the problem is there? Rabbi Chama Barosh Aya Omar? No, it refers to an ara. An ara is a pipe piper. So what it means is that he trains a bird to get other birds to follow him back to his place. So there's different perushim out there. Some of the Rishonim say the minig was to tie the bird and to have him fly, constantly fly. We couldn't fly away. We'd make a lot of noise, it'd attract other birds, and we'd come to see what's going on. And we'd hang out around the house and settle down in that yon. I just learned that it was actually, what's much from the Gemara later on, that it's actually a trained thing that to attract the attention of other birds and have them follow you. So the question there is, therefore, is the problem over here the bet, which takes us back to the asmachta issue, or whether this is the only living that you make, or is it the stealing of other yonim? Why indeed? I mean, it would seem that it's advantageous, as we'll see in a moment, not to make another case of betting, and a mission already discussed betting. So why didn't he want to say ara? Omar lecha, because there's not really an iser diuraita in ara. An ara is only mipnei darkei shalom bi'alma. Since what the guy here is training his bird to do is to bring wild birds, really, that have settled in another guy's house. So Miikar Adini doesn't have a ba'alut midiraita on those birds. The Rabbanan made this one of the takanot, which is mipnei darkei shalom, that since generally in society it's accepted that if somebody builds a shovach, that birds that settle there, he views as his own. So mipnei darkei shalom, you shouldn't steal them. But lechara, you wouldn't be a pasul aid if you do, and all he's being over here with an ara is darkei shalom. Whereas man diyoma ara, and he has to now conclude that the Mishnah is saying that even someone who's over on darkei shalom is also considered to be pasul aidut. So why did he not want to say, and the lesser chiddush, itikad me yonach liyon, amar lecha, because that's repetitious. Hainu misachei pekuvia. Why isn't that exactly the same as the opening of the Mishnah, a gambler. This is just another form of gambling. Surely you don't expect the Tana to be sitting around and telling you every form of gambling. We would need all shots for that. So the Idach, we could go into every stock separately. The Idach, so the other man Yomar says, you're right, it's another form of gambling. However, it's a fundamentally different form of gambling. Because Tana Tola Bedat Atzmo, the Tana Tola Bedat Yono, there's a different level of esmachta issues that are involved in someone who feels that he knows how to play his cards right, and therefore he really expects to win. Whereas there's an umnas involved in gambling, of course, and the the guy who knows that he can't really control his yonah. I mean, he's hoping that the training, but it's always, he knows it's always a gamble. It's more likely that, well let's see, I was going to explain it, v'tzricha. We need both cases, because itana tole b'da'at atzmo, if you would tell me only the da'at atzmo, I would say there it really is an asmachta. You know why? He's lo gomer omakli, he really does not intend to pay out this money. Now, Tosfos says, by the way, this is Tosfos Chiddush, once you put your money down on the table, then there's certainly no issue of an asmachta. You've already paid, essentially. It's only where you're committed to pay. If the money's on the table, then that money you've already been mochel, essentially. That's the point of giving it. You're giving it over into a third hand, right? So it's basically, it's already an escrow. Yeah? In terms of a smachta. Poker players generally don't have any other life. There, if it says that, so hatum udelo gomer omakne, over there he really expects to win it. He's not makne himself. Because he considers himself to be the better gambler. So obviously we're not talking about true games of chance here. We're talking about a guy who knows, we'll see later on, the Gemara is going to say we're talking about card players. And so yeah, there's all kinds of interesting things that you can do. And the Yad Ramah says it's talui bi'iyun v'machshava. So you have to have a very quick take on statistics. So he assumes that he's really going to win. Mashenken atola b'dat yonah. You can't expect your yonah necessarily to win. I mean, you know, there's so many factors, and you know, what if the yonah is not in a good mood today, or is having a down on himself day? You know, so he's not going to put his all into the flight. So maybe not over there. It could be that he understood that he's taking a big risk. Yitana atola b'dat yonah. If on the other hand we say it's dependent on that, the case over here of Tola b'dat yonah mafricha yonim, the way we understand it in Bavel. So that would be because he thinks that there are techniques. The technique was used to use a naksha. A naksha was a communication device to encourage your yonah to move. So yeah, this little radio device we have, and you know, the headphones, and you say, come on, birdie, go. Or the naksha is actually, as its name implies, a clicking device, like a grogger kind of thing, where you can get the thing to move, and he feels techniques you can rely on, you know, but when it comes to brains, you never know. The other guy might be smarter than me. So maybe he'll win. So over here he says, b'naksha talya miltava, aya yadana lana kushit fei. He sees himself as having a better technique to get his yonah ahead, mashen kein. So over there he really expects to win, so it's an asmachta. Avotola b'dat atzmo. Maybe you always have a feeling, you know, you never know when a better gambler may come along. Imalo, tzri. But das is a mood. If he's down on himself, he's not going to move, you know? No, it's a way of relating to the world. That means how you see life. It's a dat and kalot means you can easily switch your... It doesn't really matter all that much. That's the idea of melech v'malka dat and kalot. What is that supposed to mean? We have kemina. It's like we have a shlomo. It's all meaningless. You take life very seriously, so then everything becomes very meaningful. Okay, so Mamela, we need both cases. That would be the explanation, according to the Madi Omar, that we're dealing indeed with the problem of Esmachta. Meitve. Ha-Misachek Bekuvia. Take a look at the Brayta. The Brayta says, when the Mish starts about Misachek Bekuvia, Elohim Misachekim Befis Fasin. That means card players. That's games of chance. And when we say card players, I mean, it doesn't necessarily mean the guy has a professional deck of cards. Even if they just set something aside as cards for today, you know. So we'll use nutshells, you know, different nutshells will indicate different cards, whatever. And what would be considered to be a chazara on cards? Mishishabru et pispiseyem, v'yachzuru behem chazara gemura, people that will throw out their cards. My God, that is tough.
Cold turkey.
That's cold turkey. I mean, that's much like, you know, burning a whole pack of Marlboro. And not only that, but he won't even play cards. He won't even play them for free. So in other words, without money. So he's off of cards, right? A malveh beribit is echad amalveh ve'echad aloveh, and what is considered to be charata, that we can accept them. Mi sheyikara'u et shtarehim, they have to be willing to tear up their shtarot that allowed them to collect the ribit, even though this endangers the keren, this is no longer collect from the shubad. And they have complete charot. Chazur ben chazara gemura, meaning what? Afilo lenochri lo musfi. They don't even lend money to a goy on ribit. Mafriche yonim. What is a mafriach yonim? And here is an interesting language insight. You know, the modern Hebrew himur. How did himur possibly come to mean? What is himur? Elu shemamrim et hayonim. Mamrim means get them angry. Hilchot mamrim. So in other words, they really get them to do the work. Get them motivated, exactly, to fight, or whatever it is that they're getting them to do. V'lo yonim bilvad amru, and not only yonim, but that yonim was just an example. I mean, what if it's cockfights, and what if it's bullfights, well, whatever it is. Afil be'mar chayav ha'of, even the dog fights. Ve'imatai chazaratan, and what shows that they have charata? Yishabru et pigmehem, after they bust up their little toys over there, which is the way they use to get the animals motivated. Yachzuru ben chazarab gemura, and what would be chazarab gemura? That afil b'midbar nami lo avde. Now, obviously, this piece afil b'midbar lo avde would be an added explanation according to the Man D'Omer, who holds that it's an ara. So Rashi says this is not part of the Braita. If these words were part of the Braita, then we would have already a clear indication of what it is, because then what's an afkamina? If it's a bet, has nothing to do with whether it's in the midbar. The only meaning to being in a midbar is where there's no neighbor birds to steal. You're only collecting, you're attracting birds that were wild birds. So this, Rashi says, is an add-on to the Braita to explain how it works out according to the Man D'Omer of Ara. And the Braita itself is taking sort of a poshet that the Chazara Gemura, according to the other Man D'Omer, would be the equivalent of the Chazara Gemura of the Mesachic Pekuvia, which is that they won't even do it for free. That there's no, it's not only a question of betting, but they're off the cockfights completely, so to speak. So Charei Shvi'it, Elo Shenosim Enotnim BePerot Shvi'it, these are people that are over on the Isser for money of doing business. Lo Ochla V'lo L'Schara. Ve'im Matar Chazaratan Mishetagia Shvi'it Acheret V'Yibadlu. And the Charata would be that when the next Shmita comes, that they no longer are Osek in it. V'Yomar Rebbe Nechemia Lo Chazarat Dvarim Bilvad. When you say Yibadlu, it's not that they're Yibadlu, that they're not going to do it. It means that they're chazarat mamon. What is that supposed to mean? In other words, it's not simply that they don't go back and do it, but they give back the money that they made. How do you do that? Ketzat. Omer ani ploni bar ploni kinasti matayim zuz beperot shvi'it, vareim netunim b'matana la'ani. But you have to show that you no longer want to keep money that was taken be'isr from. Give it back to Anima General. Anyway, but what's important to us is this idea of a behima. We said mafriche yonim, and it says lo yonim bilvad, but even a behima. So bishle melaman diamar itikat me yonach liyon. If you're going to tell me that the issue over here is that it's a race, okay? Yeah, I mean you could do that with any kind of animal. But if you're telling me that the meaning of a yonah is talking about an ara. Behima batachi? Did anybody ever hear of a pied piper cow? So what is it? What's an ara? If this happens to be the kind of thing that works with yonim, does it work with animals? Says the Gemara. Yes, there is such a thing. The shor habar actually can be trained to do such a thing. So the shor habar is a wild shor. If you raise it in your home and you send it out, then it goes out and it draws other animals to it. So it will take them even out of their cages and so on. They'll follow. No, not other wild ones. Take them from the Bivarian, Rashi says. So, but of course here it says behima. Now the question is the shor habar a behima? Or is it a chaya? So it would only be going, according to Man D'Omer, shor habar is a min behimahi. Tetzan Shora Bar Min Beima, Urub Yosyom Min Chaya, which obviously is very nogea in terms of the dinam of Kisui Adam and the Isser of Chelev. But in any event, it's not necessarily a fatal blow to the Man D'Omer who holds Ara, because he could say there are, perhaps, I mean, we know of one other species that can be trained to be an Ara, so maybe that's what it's referring to.
He collects Hefker.
Not Hefker. He collects Beimot, even from Vivarian. Vivarian is cages. The Latin word for vivar, living things in an enclosure.
Do we have anything
now
that would be an example
of Torah? Anna. So now, it says in the Braita that in addition to the cases mentioned Beferish in the Mishnah, are cases of people who would steal or who would take things and force people to give it to them and they would pay for it. Now, the truth is, as the Rambam says, the Pirush HaMishnah is, to take this Mishnah on face value is absurd. Because the din is that anybody who's over on an Isser D'oraisa becomes a Rasha. It's not only a Chamsan that would be. The difference is, says the Rambam, that someone who's over on an Isser and gets Malkus is no longer considered to be a Rasha, by definition. But when you're talking about someone who was an Eitz Chamas, and over there, for the requirements of money, he would be willing to be over on Isser for money, there we say that he's possible permanently until we actually see these Chazarot, because it's not his Torah-defined status of Russia having been over on an Isser that made the psul. It's the fact that he's in Liot Eit Hamas that makes the psul. And that's why we concentrate on these things. So here when the Gemara talks about the Gazlanim, and the Braita talks about Gazlanim and Chamsanim, the Gemara is shocked. I don't need a Braita to tell me Gazlanim. What do you mean? Hosifu Aleim? What do you mean Hosifu Aleim? Who was Mosif? The Chachomim were Mosif. I mean, that's the most fundamental pagam of all, Gazlan. D'oraita, I mean, that's the main iser of Liot Eit Hamas, is to be a Gazlan. What do you mean, Hosifu Aleihem? That's the d'oraita who? Lo nitzkar lo mitziat cheres shoteh v'katan. It means that they added those who would take something that was found by a cheres shoteh v'katan who have no kinyonim. So, mei koras sovor, that's why it's Hosifu. Originally, they wouldn't passel someone like that. So in other words, stealing a lollipop from a baby, that's kosher. Because after all, it's only a baby. That's only if the baby picked up its own lollipop, not if the parent was makna the lollipop to the baby. So over there, they held a mikorasava, mitziat chereshetze katan lo shchicha. First they held, that's not something that is that matsui. I mean, that's why they hold it up as an example, stealing lollipops from babies. You know, it's not the standard psul of aiding. And inami b'pnei darkei shalom b'alma. I mean, even if somebody does such a thing, it's not really gezeila, because a cotton doesn't have a kinyan. So what we're going to answer a case like this, but kivan dechozu, after they came to recognize the psychological implications, that sof, it is momo, that the person is over, and he's ready, because of his need for money, to reject the Rabbanan's vision of how to view Baalut, that type of chemdat mamon is not acceptable in someone who's going to be testifying about issues. So any time that we see an indication that a person is lackadaisical in his attitude about mamon, we add him to the list of psulim. Because of that, Pasolino Rabbanan, the Rabbanan said, forget about the technicalities. Bottom line is, he's not a trustworthy witness.
Sure.
That's what we just had, an Oman Olive case. Even that case, we had an Oman Olive. What do you mean we see? I mean, you mean that we don't need witnesses, you're asking? The best that we'll have to paskin, if the Dayanim themselves saw him, so then they can work on that. But it's not that, if your question is, do we need to give a psak beit din to create the Isser, the answer is no. But whether we'll accept stam an assumption that a guy is over because people are saying it. Also, no. I mean, it's like anything else. There's an inyan of shmu'ah where he doesn't have people that want to apostle him that then will accept. It's like anything else. It's not a state of being that a beit din creates. We said before, Nachum paslinu means that he accepted that testimony to make it clear that he was puzzled. Doesn't mean he created a new isra on him.
If it's called out.
So it's like anything else where a call. Like anything else where a call will pass. There are very strict requirements for accepting a call.
In these cases,
it depends. If he has enemies, we won't accept a call, LaMarshall. And if it's a thing which is not 100% clear that it really expresses lackadaisical, whatever, we'll see. That there are cases where there's a lot more cases coming up. Let's let the Gemara add additional things that make us have insight, better insight into the process here. So the next case was chamsanim. You say chamsanim. What is the hosafa of chamsanim? What did they originally think not to include chamsanim? Well, chamsanim Meikar Sovor Domi Koyoyev, and it's Akroy Bialmo. Initially, they thought, look, the guy is paying money, right? And so if he's paying money, it just means like he suddenly turned on to something particular that he found, that he wants. So what are you going to make a guy puzzle? I mean, it's not as if he's like physical about the money. Then they saw, given the Chazadikachat fame, when they saw that such people actually will take, some say that this means even though they do pay, the chatifa itself is considered to be a form of gezeila. Others say that the problem over here is that the person never says, okay. Remember, we had a din of telu v'zovin, if you force a guy to sell something to you, that's considered to be a sale. But how about if you just walk off with it and throw the money at him? So over there, that would be gazlanuta. So a chamsan that forces a sale maybe is not gazlanuta, because in the end, we say that the person accepted it. Like the Gemara says, everybody who sells would rather not have to sell. So he sells because he needs the money. So in this case, the guy is selling because of pressure, whatever the pressure is. So that's not considered to be in any way related to gezeila. But if it's chatifa, where the person never agreed to sell at all, so then it really is gazlanuta. Okay, others learned that initially we also understood that it would include that was the Akroi V'Alma. But that Lamaisa, they saw that it develops an attitude of lackadaisical chatifa. So therefore, Gozer B'Rabbon. Tana Odo Sifo Aleihem, they added to the list other things. Haro'im. We'll see what this refers to later. What type of ro'im. But people that shepherd animals, this is because they allow the animals to graze in other fields. Hagaba'im, these are people that are in charge by the government to collect taxes. Hamochsim, these are the people that stand on the entryway to the Medina on bridges and so on. And, at the airport in our terms. And they're also supposed to supply a certain amount of money to the government. So let's go through each one of these. Ro'im, so what did they think initially? Mikarvasover akroi bi'almu. He initially thought that it's not that these guys would actually send the animals. It would happen that the animals that they were shepherding would walk into other people's fields, but it's not like that they did this on purpose. So Mamela, they didn't see it as being a form of gezeila. But then, given the chazut to come chavne v'shadu l'chatchila, when they saw that there are very often ro'im that actually go on purpose to places where other people have fields that their animals should graze in these rich fields. So then they were gozer b'rabbanan. We'll see whether this is stam. What's the situation? We need to know that they're those kind of ro'im. That we'll see on the list at the end. And that's the case of ro'im, the gaba'im and the mochsim. Mi koras avur mai dekitzlu kashakli. Initially, they figured, look, these people are appointed by the government. There's a set amount of money that they are responsible for collecting, and that's what they collect, and whatever percentages they take. I mean, that's a kosher job. Kiven dechozu dekashak liyitera, after they saw that these people would actually often collect more money than the government had demanded and keep it for themselves. So then, paslino. Omar Rava, when we say a ro'eh, should not mean, as the way I'm sure you thought, that roeh is roeh beimad daka. It's not true. Roeh shamru echad roeh beimad daka veechad roeh beimad gasa. It's all considered to be the same. Umiyama Rava Achi. What? I thought it's Rava who made a very clear distinction between beimad daka, which tend to wander around and go into other people's field, and beimad gasa, which are kept in one area. Umiyama Rava roeh beimad daka beretz Yisrael are psulim, and in Bechutz Lars they're ksherim. Was roeh beimad gasa filo beretz Yisrael ksherim? This is interesting. Here, Rava is saying the whole din of roeh being a problem is the gezera legabe yishuv haaretz. We're allowing small animals to go around in Eretz Yisrael. They made a gezera; you're not allowed to do that. But I mean, a roeh in Chutz Lars, even a beimadaka is not a problem, and a roeh of a beimagasa is not a problem even in Eretz Yisrael. So how could Rava be the one who says that the brayta's hosafa of a roeh is any roeh, even a roeh behemagasim? It stands in complete contradistinction to what he says over here. So how do you explain this? Says the Gemara, who bemegadlim itmar. Wait, just wait a minute. There's a big difference. That's talking about animal raisers, not animal shepherders that go around. In other words, people will take an animal, raise them on the farm. Raising them on the farm is not a problem of large animals. Large animals are not left to roam. So over there, in Achinami, and by the way, Achinami, Mistava, don't think that I'm telling you stam. Look at the Mishnah, Miriktani. Ne'amanim alai shlosha ro'ei bakar. No, what's that talking about? Shloshei ro'ei bakar, I thought there's not a problem with ro'ei bakar. So obviously Rava is right. In other words, we're assuming that ro'ei bakar are possible. I thought there's only a problem of roeh behemah daka. So clearly there's a difference between a megadol behemah daka and behemah gasa and a roeh behemah daka behemah gasa. And I assume that the Mishnah is talking about ne'amanim alai shlosha roeh bakar for edut. What edut? Not edut. It's talking about ledina. And obviously it's dina. Otherwise, why did it say three? I mean, there's no din of three edim ever. If you're talking about Edut, where is three ever an important number when it comes to Edut? So I understand. So what are you saying for Din? So then why Ro'ei Bakar? There's nothing to do with Ro'ei Bakar. You're telling me three people that are not Bekim and Dinim. So my Shloshei Ro'ei Bakar, you could say, Kol Beitat, Lo Gamrei Dinan Ami. Oh, that's what it's saying, Achikamar. Even, people that are absolutely naive about business practices, they live out in the fields, they're basically farmhands. They're saying that they have no idea of what's going on in the marketplace. Obviously, but it certainly doesn't mean for Edut. Omer Yehuda, stam ro'eh pasul, stam gabay kasher. There's a difference in the cases that we say over here, because a stam ro'eh, even if we haven't witnessed him utilizing other people's fields for his grazing, he's assumed to do so. Whereas a gabai, unless we know that he took more than he was supposed to, we assume that he's kosher. And, you know, there was even, I mean, there's people that were extremely, extremely careful in the gabaut. For instance, Avud Rabbi Zera, he was Avad Gaviyuta Tlata Taisa Shnin. He was a gabai for 13 years, and Kaviati Resh Nahara, the Resh Nahara was the guy in charge of the whole area that he worked under, and he would define the taxes that needed to be paid by each county. So Kaviyachazi Rabbanan, so when the Resh Nahara was coming, if Avuah Rabbi Zera would see a Talmid Chacham, Omar Leh, he would tell him, Lecha mi babachadarecho segordelatecha. You better hide out. They would tell them openly to make sure that they don't see you, because they would define the taxes based on the number of people that they saw. And when he would see normal people, where normal people was afraid that they would squeal, Talmud Chacham he wasn't afraid of. So he had to say something to the regular people that could be interpreted.
Said it indirectly, but he's just saying a pasuk, you know, like.
No, so that would be understood. The nature of the pasuk is to say, go and hide out. But when he would see other people, he couldn't say that pasuk. So what would he say? So he would say to them, Resh Nahara Atalamata. Well, The IRS is showing up today. Idna nachis abala from brau, brala from abba. Oh, there's going to be a slaughter today. They're going to slaughter kids in front of their parents, parents in front of their kids. Obviously, people who heard that, everybody would go and hide out. So they didn't want the IRS to give them an assessment. So Mignazu Kuleyama, but I mean, then if the guy would, somebody would tell the Reish Nahara that he said that, he said, well, of course, I was letting him know, you know, take out your checkbooks, boy, and that's all I'm saying, you know. So he didn't use a lashon of Boba Kadarecha. Ki Ata, so then, after everybody hide out, when the guy arrives, he would say, who am I supposed to collect from in this town? There ain't nobody living here anymore. Everybody's going out with the potato blight. So, Mimandi boy, who should I collect this money from exactly? Kinecha Nafshe, when he was dying, Amalu Shkolut Leser Moi, the Tzairli Besidinoi, you'll find I have in the corner of the sheet, I have 13 dinar that are tied up with the sheet. Give them back to Mr. So-and-so, Hadre Le Laplanya, because Shekaltinu Mine, I took that from him, but I was able afterwards to get him off the taxes. Vloit Strichali, make sure that it's returned to him. So you see, I mean, this is the level of ne'amanus and care that a gabai of misim can have. You certainly don't have a right to assume that someone in that position is necessarily taking more than he should. Yeah. Malveberibit. Omar Rava, loveberibit is posel edut. Ayvananta malveberibit. That means milveberibit. Milve. Habaaberibit. Barbinito tzasidu bek treisade. Chadomer kame didios fiberibita. Chadomer lididios fiberibita. And posel Rava le barbinitus. Huh? Rava hudi omar loveberibit is posel edut. So then the guy, based on his own testimony, is a Rasha. V'atoram ra'alta shet rasha eid. Rava la time eid. Yom ha-rava, adam karov etzel atzmo, ve'in adam meisim atzmo rasha. Ahu tapcha dishtakach tenavka trefata mitute yade, pasir Reb Nachman vi'avre. Ozal rabi mazye v'tufre, sov Reb Nachman lakshure. Omale rava, diome yorumiko meharim, elamayta kan teket revide barovin. Dom revide barovin, hachashud al ha-trefot, אין לו תקנה עד שילך למקום שהם מכירים אותו, ויחזיר עבידה בדבר חשוב, או שיוציא טריפה מתחת ידו בדבר חשוב משלו. בפריחיונים, מה עם הפריחיונים? הוכה תרגמו איתיקד בין יונח ליון, ורב חמה בראשי אומר ערה. מה אני אומר איתיקד בין יונח ליון? מה הייתה אם לא אומר ערה? מה ערה זה אולי מפני דרכי שלום ביאמה. ומה אני אומר ערה? מה הייתה אם לא אומר איתיקד בין יונח ליון? Omar lecha, heinem besachek bekuvia. V'idach, that's true, but there's two different types of gambling. Tana tole b'da'at atzmo, v'tana tole b'da'at yono, v'tzricha. D'i tana tole b'da'at atzmo, hatamu, d'logomero makne. D'yoma kimli b'nafshoi d'yadana tve. Avo tole b'da'at yono, imalo. V'i tana tole b'da'at yono, d'yoma b'nakshu talyem, yiltavani yadana narkushi tve. Avotolo bedat atzmo, emalot tzricha. Meitve, ha-mesachek bekuvia, elu ena mesachekim befizfesin, velo befizfesin bovad omru, el afilu klipe agozin, klipe rimonim, ve'imatai chazaratan, mi shiishabru et pispesehem, ve'yachzeru behem chazara gemura, da'afilu bechinam lo avde. Malve beribit, echad ha-malve, echad ha-love, ve'imatai chazaratan, mi shiikara'u et shtareyem, ve'yachzeru behem chazara gemura, in that afilu lenochri lo musfe. Mafrichi yonim, elo shemamrim et ayonim, velo yonim bovad amro al afilu behem achayav ov, vehem atay chazaratan mish yeshabru et pigmeyem, v'yachzeru behem chazara gemura, and now we add, dafilu ben midbor nami lo avde in terms of ara, sochare shevit, elo shenosim venotim beperot shviit, vehem atay chazaratan, מי שתגיע שביעית אחרת ויבדלו. ואומר למכם, לא חזרת דברים בלבד אמרו, אלא חזרת ממון. כיצד? What do you do with a chazora in money of שמיטה? How do you do that? אומר, אני פלוני בר פלוני כנסתי 200 זוז בפירות שביעית, and therefore הם נתונים עם התנה, תדעי אני, in general. Anyway, קטני מיית, Bema, so Bishlam Lamandium to Kadmi Yonach Lyon, Hanemashkachat La Bema, Elamandium or Ara, whoever heard of a Pied Piper cow. Behema batachi, b'shorabar. Man yomer shorabar min behema. Uditzan shorabar min behema. Rabbi Yosef min chaya. Tana osifu aleihem agazlanim achamsanim. What do you mean osifu aleihem? Gazlan is the fundamental. That's the oraita. No nitzucha. We're talking about people who take candy from babies. The metziat chereshot of a cotton. To me, Korosava says, interesting, isn't it? How different the view of the Gemara is to the standard. Is that a morality issue? It's a question of the relationship at the moment. So metziat chereshot of a cotton. To me, Korosava, it's only, it's all shchicha, and it's only me playing the Akashon B'Alma. Given the cause of the sof mamonu, the kashakle. Even someone who takes a lollipop from a baby, Paslin Rabban, Chamsanim, Mikara Sava, Domika Yoif, and it's Akrebi Amu, given the cause of the Kachat, because of Rabban. Tana Odo Sifalaim Haroim, Agabaim, Vamoksim. Roim, why is Roh Safa? Because Mikara Sava, Akrebi Amu, given the cause of Kamechavni, Vishodal Khatri, because of Rabban. Gabaim, Vamoksim also. Mikara Sava, my the Kitzlu Kashaklet. But then, given the cause of Kashak, we tear paslinu. Omar Rava Roesh Amru, Echad Roe Beima Dagav, Echad Roe Beima Gasa. Mi Omar Rava Hachi, Omar Rava Roe Beima Daka is possible only in Eretz Yisrael Psoe. Plutarch Ksheir, Roe Beima Gasa, Filba Eretz Yisrael Ksheir. No, no, that's talking about Megadlim Itma. Hachinami Mistavra, Meriktani in our mission, the Monimalai Shlosha, Roe Bakar. I assume that means La'idut. And it says Beferish Bakar. Now what Leidut? It's Ladina. They can only get any Shlosharo e Bakar. If you're talking about Leidut, why would it say Shloshalamali? Say Elamai Ladina. So on what has to do with Roe Bakar? My Ari Shlosharo e Bakar. Just say any Bezdin Beitlata. The Logamiridina Nami. The Hachikamer. Afiluhani. The Loshkicha Beyishuv and know nothing of Din. Omre Bira Stam Roe Pasu, but Stam Gabai Kasher. Avud Rabbi Zero Avad Gav Yut Atle Sashnin, Gaviati Reshna Harlamata, Gavichazi Rabon and Omerle Lecha Mi Baba Kadorecha, Gavichazi Inish the Mata Omar, Wawi Reshna Harat Alamata, Haina Nakis Abalafum Prob, Rolafum Abba. And everybody went to Mignes of Kuleyama. Kiatu Omerle, well, what do you want? I mean, me man, me boy. And in the end, Lord Strichalei.